work the other way. Well, rather than a hammer in search of a nail, we would tell them what we would do is we would put together a whole bunch of problems that needed a solution and describe the nature of the problem in a half page of plain English. And then we go down to APL and we distribute that fairly widely. And then anybody who had an idea as to how we could solve this, we would then look at if there were problems that nobody had a clue as to what to do, throw that in the wastebasket, and then have a meeting down at APL with the people who owned the problem and all of this APL folks and a number of very good things came out of it. One was, just one example, was Arnold Patz, who was the head of the retinal clinic, was disturbed that using incandescent light to photocoagulate leaky blood vessels in diabetics was causing a destruction of the retina that was almost as bad as the hemorrhage. And so he was down there explaining what this problem was, and one of the physicists in the audience, Bill Libin, said, "Wait a minute," he said, you're using incandescent light or a ruby laser to coagulate red blood vessels?" Well, Pat says, "Yeah." He says, "That's stupid." He said, "You should be using green light, complementary color." He said, "You must just be cooking the black retina there, not the blood vessel. Cooking the black retina is what's cooking the blood vessel. You gotta use green light." And that was the beginning of the helium argon laser for diabetic photocoagulation, which was developed and has really changed the outcome of the effect of diabetes on vision. So that's one example. Another kind of example was Bill Geyer, this guy who figured out the satellite orbit. This was also at the time that Hopkins was one of the five places that had myocardial infarction research units. This was before the days of coronary care units. And indeed, almost everything that's done in coronary care units today grew from these five myocardial infarction research units. And so Bill Geyer wanted to work with the folks who were establishing the myocardial infarction research unit. And they, one of the things they did was they developed the algorithms for the computer recognition of cardiac arrhythmias. Sort of became the basis of Hewlett-Packard's first arrhythmia detection monitor. And there were a whole bunch of those kinds of